As the external features of Heartlands near completion, work is also going ahead apace on the exhibitions. Andrew Leach is in charge of bringing together the displays and audio-visual interpretation.
Fundamentally, you've got a fantastic canvas. You've got this incredible site, huge amount of history. It's been restored, it's been made good so we can walk around it safely. You can look at all of this terrific industrial heritage that's preserved and, in fact, enhanced with soundscapes, with images, with lights. And then on top of that, interspersed throughout the site, there's a series of multimedia stations where you can find out history about the site, find out about the people who went down the shaft. You can actually handle and do a number of things with objects. You can play with interactives, look close at rocks under the microscope. You can hear how people did things in the mines.
So is this going to be a traditional museum, or is this going to be something slightly different?
Well, traditionally, this type of facility is called an interpretive centre. I think that doesn't do it justice. This isn't a museum. It's not a science centre. It is a combination of museum, science centre, and almost archaeological site, because we have this incredible, legitimate history here that is being displayed in a beautiful way and being brought back to life.
Obviously, we've got the centrepiece, which is Robinson Shaft with the headgear and the pumping engine. What sort of challenges have there been at interpreting that for people?
Well, the first challenge is the one we encounter in any historic site, which is access. How do you get people in wheelchairs around to be able to experience this? How do you get disabled people access into some of these very dangerous spaces? And without completely nullifying all of that, we've tried to make it as safe as possible to give people as much of a view of all of these as can be done. Sadly, some areas just aren't accessible, even barely accessible by people who are able-bodied. So that's been the first challenge. The second one is to make them accessible in a way that people can easily understand. So, for example, the pump or the big beam engine will be actually functioning. It won't be run by steam anymore. It'll be run by hydraulics. So you'll see that rising and falling and the actual action of how the pumping system worked in the mine and made it safe for people underground.
And what sort of modern technology are people going to be able to enjoy in understanding this whole process?
Well, as much as possible, we've incorporated state-of-the-art but resilient equipment here. So that, of course, because the site is not a perfect museum environment, the equipment we put in here has to be tough. But we're using state-of-the-art projection systems. We have a fantastic wraparound 8-projector show where you can stand in the middle and see a 10-15-minute show about the history of the site and full surround sound, full multimedia, telling you about the story of Cornwall, how the mining actually happened here, how the story of the changing landscape and changing people. We have another site another exhibition where we have a projection of Cornwall at about 4.5-5 meters across onto a map in full daylight, and you can interact with that and discover where the different World Heritage sites are and the different attractions around the region, as well as the natural history of the region.